Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight, a reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, ordained minister, and good all-around girl, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Well, thank you, Ken, and hello, everyone, and welcome to Nightlight. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk, inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join with us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we laughingly call creation. Come and join in with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and hopefully some wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the seekers, and you answer that call from all walks of life, from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities, from all walks of life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once again. We go by different titles, labels, names, if you will. We call ourselves watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, querents, journeyers, light workers, light bearers, spiritual empaths, and that list, it goes on and on and on. It is as unique and eclectic as are we. Pardon me. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all, in our own very individual ways, bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening and the shifting of the consciousness for all of mankind. This is my own very private oasis in the turmoil we call evolution, so sit back, take a break, share your lights with us, and join in the love, the light, and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits lifted. I'm your host, Barb DeLong, and along with Chris today and the famous Nick Fox, we welcome you in and hope you'll add your lights to ours to increase the energy and brighten all of our own personal lights. We're going to be doing readings shortly, and if you would like to call in for one, the number is 347-857-2139. Don't wait too long. It does fill up fast. Chris is not in the chat room, but I imagine she will be. Oh, yes, she is. I take that back. Chris is in the chat room. She's the co-host. And if you have any questions, please IM her. I don't even see the IM sent to me. So if you expect an answer, that's the place you're going to have to go. Ken Quiet Hawk, that lovely, wonderful voice, is at nativestorytellers.com if you want to learn more about him and all that he does with his partner. I'm at barbaradelong.com, and Nick Fox is at, and she takes a breath and looks, Nick Fox is at nickfoxmedium.com. But before we get involved with readings, I want to share with you some very special shows that I highly recommend to those seeking spiritual surroundings and insight and wisdom. With so many shows on BTR, it's hard to decide where you want to share your time. And these are shows that I love and frequent often because of the quality of the material and the spiritual energy that they radiate. Monday through Thursday on the Wolf and Baron Network, you'll find the most magical way for starting your day, and that's with Morning Blessings with Bear Medicine Walker. That's at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also on the Wolf and the Bet Wolf and the Bear Network on Wednesdays and Fridays is Visionary Times with Bear and with the Reverend Andrews, and I do visit quite often there as well. They have amazingly phenomenal people there, all on spiritual pathways in different venues in different ways, and it's a wonderful, magical place to go and a safe haven. And I highly recommend anything that Bear Medicine Walker does, as well as anything that the Reverend Ann Rose does. Again, on the Wolf and the Bear Network on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. is Ken Quiet Hawk's Hawk's Nest. It's a trip down memory lane and is totally addictive, and I really mean that. If you love the early radio shows of the past, you can't not go and listen to his show. His partner, Deborah New Moon Rising, has her show on the same network, and it is On My Mind with Mama Moon. It's on at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesdays as well. And then every night from 10 to 12 is Curious Times, a place to unwind, to decompress, not decompose, and gather with other light-minded folks. Just let your hair down. Chris has unique people on. I don't know where she gets them all, but she's on every single night. She always has very unusual and wonderful people on her show. And I learned a lot in many different venues and many different ways. I can promise you, you won't be bored. There are always surprises at that hour of the night. I do Sunday nights on a regular basis. Christina Nelson usually does Monday nights. And Jen Young does Thursday nights. And then scattered amongst all of those regulars is a huge, huge number of new people coming on online. And she has an open mic night every now and then, so that people who are beginning to sort of flower and flourish and understand their gifts are given a very safe place to try out their energies and just see where it's taking them. And it's a wonderful opportunity. There should be more shows like that, actually. So I have a ton of people in the queue. So I'm going to bring Nick on, but I do want to talk a little bit about him. He's genuine, and I think that's one of the most important things that you can say about anyone. He is honest and he is genuine. His gifts are just amazing, and they seem to snowball as he uses them. He's young, and yet he has wisdom of someone who is far older. He spreads love, light, and laughter. He is an amazing medium. He is a phenomenal channeler. You should check out his blogs. They open your mind, and they open your insight, and they touch your spirit. He's truly gifted. And he has been around for quite a while. We all are very impressed with him. He has not been swept away. He is very down to earth, and he is a kind and gentle man, and he's also a gentleman. So, hi, Nick. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. How are you today? I'm so
excited. I am fabulous. And I'm so delighted that you are back from your vacation that was to be envied, I might add. How many people get to take a vacation like you do? My God.
I'm not excited to be back at all. I want to go back again. But I'm excited because I know I'm going to America soon, so that's okay. I've got another holiday coming up, which is very lucky.
Really? Have you actually, made arrangements, or are you just putting it out there and sure that it's going to happen?
It's a family trip. So it's my parents have actually moved to California to San Francisco. And my older brother and younger sister and I are all going to go over in July and drive around in a camper van for 2 weeks and then spend some time in San Francisco. Yep, I'm very excited. I was very adamant about getting a camper van and like driving around and, seeing the countryside. That's something that I love. It's just such an amazing thing for me, especially camper vans. They're hilarious.
Yes, they are. I camped when I was much younger. And I'm not sure I would have called them hilarious, but it depends. It depends, of course, on how rugged you go.
Well, yeah, it's true. It's true. There's some that are just too much, like too over the top, with like cars that fold out of the sides and all those weird contraptions. But yes, it can also be too cheap and simple. But yeah, I think we're getting quite a good one. We've got a family friend that's lending on his camper van, sorry, to us, and yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm really excited, and I love America, and I can't wait to go back. Like, I've been to LA once when I was 16, but that was only for about a week, so this is going to be like my real America trip, and I just can't wait. So I hope to see some people while I'm there.
Well, you know, you're
organize that.
I mean, Anne is on the East Coast, as am I. Bear is in the middle of the country. So I'm sure you'll see. Oh, you know, well, Jen Young is in Seattle, but that's not exactly around where you're going to be. But I'm sure that there are plenty of people that are going to be, you know, raising their hands and saying, come see me, come visit, because you certainly have a following. You have certainly a number of people that I'm sure will throw open their doors. And if you came to, Jen is in Vancouver Island in Canada. I did try to draft her to the States, I guess. Chris is teasing me. But you know, hey, and Chris is out there too. I mean, Chris is on that side of the globe, so to speak, not certainly the country. But she says she doesn't answer her door. So, but I think that's just she's Josh and you. I have a feeling if you came knocking, she'd open the damn door. But so tell me, have you? I mentioned your blog. Is your blog on your website?
Yes, there is. Like, I've been putting, since I got back, I've been a bit lazy with my blog, which isn't good. I've just been putting stuff on my Facebook page. But that's something that I'm going to be, you know, getting back into these next couple of weeks. And also I'm going to start doing some video blogs as well, which will start coming out soon. I'll announce it and stuff on my website, but the best place to get like news and information about me is probably my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/NickFoxMedium. That's the best place to find me, but email me through my website and that sort of thing. Anyone can contact me through there. My blogs, I just love it. I love writing and just like thinking about ideas. I have so many times during the day where, like, I'll notice something and then, like, this weird idea about, like, wow, how real is that? You know, maybe that dog walking down the street is, like, my late aunt or something
God.
And she's just, you know, coming to wave and say hello. You know, there's these times where I have very weird thoughts. And so I just write them down and I'm like, all right, let's just expand on these ideas. And it's funny how it comes to me as well. It's like, the whole idea will just be like plopped into my head. It's not like I slowly sort of process it all. Like, yeah, sometimes I do, but usually it's just like, here, take this idea, Nick, and do what you will with it, which is really exciting. It really makes every day interesting.
I can imagine. your world is definitely a unique one, and truly, if you ever do come to the East Coast, you know, my home is open. See, Chris, I'm not just inviting him to your place. I will open my place as well. it has to be so exciting to do the travel that you're going to be able to do. It's just phenomenal. But we have a lot of people here waiting. So I think, you know, much as this is sooner than normally I dive in, you've not been around for so long. Everybody just sort of saved up and here they all are.
Hey, Barbara.
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to butt in quick and save me a bunch of time. Just to let everyone know, there's like 18 people in the queue. If you're just calling in now, like you're obviously at the back end of that. If I already know your number, I'm not going to come and screen you. So it doesn't mean you're being left out or ignored, and all the calls are being taken in the order that they come in. This has been a public service announcement from Chris. Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Very well, Chris. It's good to hear your voice again.
You too. Okay, I'm out. Talk to you later. No.
Okay. Yeah, there were people here before I was. So let's get started. We've got Tom here. Hi, Tom. How's it going today?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How can we help today?
I'd just like a message from Spirit.
Okay, well, I'll turn that one over to Nick then. You're on, Nick.
Thank you very much, Barbara. Hi, how are you, Tom?
Good.
Can I ask, has one of your grandmothers passed?
Yes.
Okay. Well, she's coming through, like, very... I'm not sure if it's on your mother's or father's side. Maybe your mother's, but... Oh, beautiful, beautiful woman. Like, very... big smiles, very fun, very... very happy and excited, especially just for you. Did you connect when you were, like, younger as kid, like, when you were a kid and, you know, she looked after you, or was it, did you not know her? Like, how was the relationship?
Yeah, she took care of me a lot.
Beautiful. She really, really wants to help you right now. She's sort of just constantly encouraging you to keep pushing yourself, you know, keep taking things further. And that's with everything, you know, like with work, with family, with friends. Just keep going and keep going and keep going and keep pushing yourself and taking yourself out of the comfort zone. You know, like there are times, you know, when we feel trapped or lost or just confused about what we should do. It's almost like those times we just got to stop thinking about what we should do and just do what we want to do. You know, if it's as simple as, oh, I really just want to sit at home this afternoon and eat a whole bucket of chips or something, sit at home and eat a bucket of chips. Or if you're like, okay, I need to go and run or something, you know, just follow that and really go with it. She wants to just, you know, remind you about, like, you've got all these opportunities coming to you. You've got all these people and these things coming to you. Just keep welcoming it in and know that you can't fail. She's very adamant that, like, you know, you can't fail, you know. She's almost like shaking you, you know, going like, just keep going. Don't doubt yourself. But did you have any particular questions?
I wanted to know about my finances.
Okay. I definitely think, yeah, there's definitely shifts coming, but it's ultimately, she's saying it's up to you. It's about how much work you really put into it. And she wants to say, she's going like, now, I know you're working very hard and I know you're doing everything that, you know, right now that you can do to, you know, to get the work, to get the money, to get that sort of security. But she just wants to remind you, like, that's not the most important thing in life. Yes, we do need it to live. Yes, we need the money to get food and to pay for our home and that sort of thing. But she wants to remind you that there's so much more that if you focus on the other, like, if you focus on being happy, for example, and you make that, like, you know, the goal of that day, other stuff will come completely naturally, especially money. When we worry about money, I think it really sort of holds it up in many ways. But if we just sort of, like, let it go and just flow with it and go, okay, you know, I've got lots of money. All right, you can even just admit, like, okay, I don't have a lot of money, but I've got enough money that I need. My roommate finds it quite funny because I'm always like, I don't care about money. I just don't like money very much. but, you know, I've always sort of got a good amount of, like, savings because I don't worry about it when I'm, you know, when I'm going shopping or something like that. You know, if I go grocery shopping, I, like, yeah, sometimes I look at the price, but usually I don't. You know, if I get on my fruit and veg, I'm just grabbing what I want because I'm like, that's what I want. I know that'll support me and I get it. And it kind of balances out. But then again, that's my practice. You know, you don't have to do it. No one should do it like that, I think. I think I'm a bit crazy doing it like that.
Yeah.
But she really, like, okay, she's getting very serious and just looking, like, right in your eyes, and she's going, and she says, you know, I can do so much for you. It comes down to you. Ultimately, it comes down to you and what you believe you can really accomplish for yourself. You know, do you believe you can get more money for you? Do you believe that your finances can be safe and secure? Trust that and really, you know, go, okay, I can do that. You know, I can... get this money to pay off that debt, or I can get this money to help me, you know, get a loan or, you know, pay for the house, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
Just see yourself getting that.
You hit it on the head with the house because I'm trying to own the house that I'm living in now.
Okay. Well, see yourself owning it. Say you're owning it now. You know, don't say, oh, I'm getting it, I'm buying it. I own it. It's my house. And, like, grab it and claim it. And once you sort of do that and not let it, not, like, how do I put it, not get swept up in, what if I don't get it? What if, you know, this happens and I don't have enough money and I lose the house or I get, you know, kicked out or whatever, all that sort of story nonsense. We don't need that. The most important thing is just going, let me butt in a little bit, Tom.
A vision board is usually a good idea for stuff like this when you have something like that that you are trying to do, and creating a vision board with a house in your name and you know your car in the driveway and all of that kind of stuff really does help. I think that your intent, the way that you approach everything, is really going to help you to manifest the things that you want to manifest. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling, Tom. We really have to move on here.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Tom. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Okie dokie. We've got Laura here. Hi, Laura. How's it going today? Hello, Laura.
Bob. It's going good, thank you.
Great. How can we help?
Okay, so I had a screening for interview with a full-time job on Wednesday, and that's in the Pennsylvania area. And then I was submitted for a 12-month contract today in New Jersey, and I was wondering if you see me getting a job in either Pennsylvania or New Jersey.
Well, they're both kind of... Go ahead, Nick.
Oh, no, I don't mind. You can go. I went first.
No, I don't.
Time. You go.
You want to flip a coin? No, go ahead. You're the guest. Go for it.
Do you think you're going to get these jobs? That's a real question, you know. Are you expecting the work? Are you expecting that you're not going to get it? Or, oh, there might be other people that are, like, so much better than me? Or, you know, that sort of thing. Are you really going, yeah, I'm going to get this job. Of course I'm going to get it. I was amazing in the interview, and everyone was, you know, loving me. You know, it's really this is like a little opportunity for you to really, this is funny because this message kind of feels like from one of your guides, but it's like, I don't know, it's just a weird quirky one because the way that he's bringing it forward, I've never done this, but this experience is a really powerful learning experience for you, and I'm sorry, but I don't think I'm going to answer which job you're going to get. But this is what I'm trying to say is that you're getting this opportunity to sort of really question how you think and how you process what you're going through. You know, how do you really feel about what you did in the interview? How do you really feel about the job itself? You know, like, do you really believe that you can get it? Do you have the confidence in yourself? You know, do you believe that you have, you know, everything that you need to do that job perfectly? So really take this, you know, uncertainty as a really exciting lesson and go, oh, wow, I can really look at how I think about myself, because I think that's a really big one, especially for this year, is people really looking at how they look at themselves, not about other people. I think that was last year, but this year is very much about going inwards and looking at yourself and how you feel about you, and are you happy with yourself, and are you happy with how you think? Because it's a big one, how you think. So I want you to really, like, over the next couple of days, just really notice your thoughts and how you're feeling about just you, you know. And it doesn't even have to be about the job anymore. It could just be listening to you and even just spending every morning, you know, of this week or something, you know, looking into the mirror or whatever and just saying, you know, you're amazing. Because I think that's, you know, that helps anyone in everything. You know, whenever you see some confident person, you know, come into a job interview, you know, they usually get it because they're confident. They believe in themselves. When a confident person, you know, I don't know, walks into a party and is all dressed up and they look fantastic, it's because they're confident. It's because they believe that they look good. Sorry, that's my little my little
okay. Chicken. Okay. Well, well, while you're getting down off the soapbox, I agree with everything Nick said, and everybody should take that to heart. It's absolutely true. I'm feeling here strongly that you're. I do feel it's the New Jersey one that you're going to be getting, and it does feel as we move into mm-hmm. May and June that there's the element of miracles and your guides working with you. There's upheaval here for certain, but it does feel to me as I look at the map that New. Where are you located?
I'm in New Jersey. I live in New Jersey, and I'm currently working on a contract in Pennsylvania.
Okay,
but
I'm feeling New Jersey feels ripe here. New Jersey feels as though that's the one that is going to come through for you. I do feel that. Also, that there is more money coming in than you anticipate. So that, you know, and certainly, you know, whichever job comes that you feel is right for you, that's what you take. You know, what Nick and I say, you know, take with a grain of salt. But as the cards look now, as things look now, it does feel as though it's a New Jersey job that's coming through. You have magic. I think they both will, to tell you the truth, but I think you're going to take the New Jersey one.
Okay, that's a 12-month contract. So, but
okay.
That's definitely, yeah. And the agent called me back today, and he did tell me that it was going to be more money than he had first thought it was going to be. So that was a nice surprise. So you're right on, Barbara.
And you know, it does feel that by the time you get to December, there are more offers on the table for you. So I think this has. There's the possibility here for it to snowball into more than you anticipate. So fingers crossed, take the one that's best for you. You certainly don't have to worry. I mean, you have more things coming into you than most people. So.
Well, I know. I understand. I definitely have gratitude about that. I don't know, you know, I'm always afraid I'm going to make the wrong decision or the wrong choice because I was hoping to move to North Carolina, but that's not happening for me for whatever reason.
That is not in the cards, not in the cards. But understand that, you know, the universe really does put things in front of us. The universe really does open doors for us. And the more you let the universe do the work, the easier the flow of your life is and the more fun it is. So
I appreciate that, Barb. I'm going to really reflect on that because I believe that's true. I just have to practice what you're telling me because I know what you're telling me is true.
Try not to manipulate. Try to go with the flow because, frankly, it's more fun of a ride for sure. And, you know, and if you decide to steer, you know, chances are you're going to get a headache. So.
That's the problem for me. I like to be in control. It's hard for me to give up control. I have a hard time with that.
Well, no, just recognize one thing, that while on a conscious level here on this plane, you may feel powerless. Before you came into this lifetime, you charted all of this. You set it all up. You requested everything. So ultimately, I know. We all kind of wonder if we were crazy when we were checking those damn boxes. But
honestly, right?
but you did, and you have nobody to blame but yourself. And it's not to blame. You basically, ultimately, were just so ambitious about the things you wanted to work on that you loaded the boat with a lot more than you really probably wanted to deal with this lifetime. But just because you've challenged yourself, you know, that old saying, you're never confronted with more than you can get through is absolutely true. So just when things look tough and when things look insurmountable, understand that's only a challenge to you to find a more creative way to get to where you need to be. And we're all capable of it.
Yeah, yeah,
hang on to your sense of humor and just, you know, make a mental note that the next time you have that list in front of you to check before you reincarnate, just sort of give yourself a, now, remember last time.
Yeah, I want some people in my soul family to talk some sense into me next time and say, oh, no, you don't need to do that, Laura. That's a little too much.
Well, I was kidding around with Jen Young one night, and we were saying, you know, if you ever think that, you know, as people are getting ready to reincarnate, they kind of are on their way to the office of reincarnation, and they stop at a bar for a beer before they go in, and they just kind of make mental notes of what boxes they're going to choose and what people they're, you know, and sort of like, I'm sure as hell not going to come back as your wife. That was disaster last time. So, you know, it's sort of like, you know, we do have control. It's just that you don't happen to have it at this moment, but you had it at the most important time when your soul knew exactly what you needed to evolve. So,
well, hopefully I'll make better choices next go-around. So,
well, you probably made great choices. It's just, you know, wrestling with all of it is not, you know, you didn't take that into consideration. But I think you're going to do fine. I really do. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much for the reading, Barbara, and Nick, too. I really appreciate it. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okie doke. We've got Jessica. Hold on a second. Hi, Jessica. Are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure, always. How can we help?
Well, I'm curious about finances over the next month, and also my lease is up for my apartment in the middle of May, and I'm wondering if you see me moving out before then or on time or if I have to extend my lease because things are still up in the air for me.
Nick?
Yeah, sure. There's definitely a lot of stuff, I think, happening behind the scenes. There's a lot of work going on different levels, especially with you. Like, I feel like when you're dreaming and when you're asleep, you're doing a lot of work involved in all this stuff. You know, when we're on Earth, we think it's all as simple as like, okay, I live here and my lease is running out, so I need to move to another place. But like energetically, on spirit level, there's so many things involved with it. You know, is it the right time for you to leave that particular area? Is it the right time to leave that house? Is it the right time to go to that other area, this new area? Is it, you know, pretty much, is it the perfect timing to do what you need to do? And so that's why I think there's almost this lagging or just slow movement towards where you need to go and uncertainty. Uncertainty just means it's not the right time to do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're putting too much work into this when there's, you know, there's things around you that can easily just like accommodate for it, you know, friends, people that you know, family that can help you, you know, get what you need to get. But I definitely see you moving and moving to a whole new place. And when I say a whole new place, that's, you know, physically with your house and your environment, but also you in who you are and that sort of thing. The next like couple months are going to be a really powerful transformation for you, really amazing. You know, spiritual insights and growth, and there's going to be a really interesting partnership that's going to continue. I'm not sure if you're in a relationship or anything like that, but
no.
I just get there's a partnership that's going to come. It might be a friend or something, but yeah, I really see you just charging forward and coming into yourself even more and even more and even more. So this new, when you move, I think that'll be like a completion, like a coming full circle, if you know what I mean. Like when you actually move to this new place and you're in there, you're going to just sort of stop and go, oh, wow, how much have I changed? You know, like look at how much has happened. Look how much I've grown. Yeah, but I definitely see you moving and like totally concerns fade away. Exactly what you want will come to you. Barbara?
Yeah, I agree that there's a move here. Absolutely. You said your lease was up in May, is that it?
Yeah, I mean, there's just, I know everything's going to work out, but there's just been some anxiety lately because I know the time is coming. So it's kind of like divine timing versus, okay, well, lease is actually up. So
well,
that was...
You know, divine timing is divine. It however, does not really take into consideration leases and things like that. Absolutely you're moving. There's no doubt about that. I'm just not seeing you move in May. I'm seeing you move more towards the September time frame.
Oh, gosh. So, I mean, they might have rented out my apartment already. And I really can't stay here anymore. I mean, I'm doing nothing here.
Okay, well, that said, let me tell you what I see here. I see May having the effect of here of healing energy being through, you know, coursing throughout you, and you kind of it's almost like you're detoxing, so that you're letting go of a lot of stuff that has really, you know, been hanging over you. I feel there are things, stuff, situations hanging over you. And as you go through May, you're letting go of a lot of this stuff. I'm seeing by the time you get into the June timeframe, there's a commitment to change, to movement. I am not, absolutely not seeing you having any problem with your living situation. You have to let go of that. You have to stop. You know the old law of attraction thing that we talk about and everybody knows about and nobody pays attention to? If you put it out there, that's what you draw it to yourself. And it truly, absolutely works. And and I'm one of the bigger offenders of all time as well. I know it works, and I ignore it too. And when I pay attention, magic happens, and it's really wonderful. And it's like, oh, God, why didn't I do this before? And I go through the same thing everybody else does. It's a powerful tool. And if we use it with the correct intent, it always works. Every vision board I have ever done, everything's come true on it, with the exception of one thing. And I put a $20 bill on with extra zeros, and I do not have $200 million in my checking account. Admit that was being a little greedy. But I figured, what the hell? So, but everything else. Came true. So try a vision board. Try even a contract with yourself. This is the things that I want to accomplish this next year. And keep looking at it as a positive. Don't look upon it as a, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Because, of course, that has actually more power than the other one. You know, fear is a tremendously strong thing. And if you let fear direct your life, yes, tons of stuff will pile up. But I'm seeing laughter, joy, and celebration, initiating yourself into new venues and new understandings, spotlight falling on you, power coming into you, and you being able to move in the directions you want to move in as opposed to what people think you should do. I feel that great strength here. Add creativity into the mix, and you're surrounded by universal love. It feels like there are dualities throughout the entire year so that you're not going to be forced into any corners. You're going to always have choices and always have options, and it feels like it's a very exciting time. You have a huge watchdog there,
that.
I can tell.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry. It's acting up. And I know I'm listening to everything that you're saying. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
The finances, as far as in the next month or two, that you see as being okay as well?
I do, but don't go out and max out credit cards. You know, stay.
Yeah, I'm not doing
cap.
Any of that. It's just okay. It's just tight.
Oh, yeah, it's very tight. There's no doubt about it, but it's not strangling. It's just tight. It's making you be more creative than you've ever been before, and that's okay. That's a good thing. Because the more creative you are, the more channels you open, the more spiritual energy you get, the more magic you have in your life. It's fabulous. I know, you know, frankly, to be honest with you, and I, not that I ever worry that my son listens to my radio show, because he doesn't, but there are times where I intentionally stress myself out, because I know that if I'm stressed out, I'm more creative than if I am, you know, fat and happy and eating bonbons by the fire. So,
oh, that's interesting. Okay.
So the more you are pushed to creativity, the greater the spiritual influence that you are open to, and the more that the spirit can flow in and really help you make magic happen in your life. So And I'm not endorsing that. I'm not saying everybody go max out your credit cards. But for me and for many people that I know and for anyone who is creative, that when you are put into the corner, you have to be more creative than normal, and often that's when spirit takes over and magic happens.
Mm-hmm.
So,
thank you. That's a pep talk I needed. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, both of you guys. It was great reading.
Thank you very much. Lots of love.
Lots of love.
Bye-bye
to you
now.
Too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Now we've got Bryn. Hi, Bryn. Are you there?
Yes, hi. Hello, Barbara.
Hi.
Hi, Nick. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
So my question is, I've been, I guess for a long time, but recently trying with prayer and meditation to pray to my angels and guides to help me open up more and so that I can develop my gifts that God has given me. I've been told, I know I have some, you know, intuitive gifts, and all my life they kind of come and go, and they've never been full blown, and I know the strength of prayer, and lately I've started a more regular meditation practice. So I just want some advice or what your guides say about how I should go about this, or am I, you know, doing the right thing?
Nick?
Okay, cool. First of all, with I think for anyone who want to like further their spiritual gifts, we've always, especially me, when I've grown up like watching like movies and that sort of thing. You know, you watch a movie about like. Some like warrior, okay, and he like really wants to be, he's like young teenager and he wants to be the best warrior he can be, and so he spends, you know, years and years training really hard and serious and working hard and nonstop and relentlessly pursuing it, and it's like, yeah, cool, and he becomes this warrior and there's a whole movie and it goes on, and I've always grown up thinking, oh god, okay, that's what I have to do, I have to like, you know, relentlessly go after this, you know, these abilities or whatever you want to call them. And, you know, I have to be serious and I have to work really hard. And if I don't have fun, if I do have fun, it's not what I'm supposed to be doing. But I think it's so different to that. It is so, so different to that. That's like, it's a great method. You know, we've done it for a long time in that sort of thing, you know, like artisans and that sort of thing, you know, working relentlessly throughout their life and becoming incredible artists or whatever. But I think we're getting into this different stage now where, yes, we're gonna focus on our abilities. Okay, maybe you want to focus on your, I don't know, telepathic abilities. Okay, we'll just bring that one out. And you want to work on that. I think the best way to do it is to, yeah, sure, like try and do some stuff with the telepathy, but then also jump to something completely different, like empathy or something where you pick up on people's emotions. And like work with that and play with that and then jump to something else and play with that and jump to something else and go to all these different areas and really like sort of test yourself and push yourself, because once you sort of have all these, and like this is just one way, please follow what you want to do, but this is what I found with my practice is I've just jumped around to lots of different things, and it's not like I have, you know, like taken each one seriously and worked hard at it, of course. But the fact that I've moved around to lots of different areas and really sort of broadened my knowledge as far as it can go, then it gave me the opportunity to completely shrink it back down again and really consolidate and choose what I liked from each part and keep that and work with that and keep going forward. But having fun is so important. It really does change how you learn and how you like approach this sort of stuff. You know, when I was starting to do readings, I took it so seriously, and it was like really stressful for me. I was, you know, every reading I was getting really stressed because I was like, oh my God, I have to give them the right information. And of course, I've still got that in my head now, like I have to give the right information, but I just play with it in a way. I have fun with it and I enjoy doing readings now. And I don't, you know, get, of course, sometimes I still get, you know, nervous, but, you know, I still have fun with it and play with it and just keep, and I don't put myself down. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I get something wrong, or, you know, I, you know, someone calls in and I have nothing to give them, I'm like, I don't know. I don't see anything. I have no idea what to say to you. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes we need to just sort of have those points of, you know, failure in, you know, inverted commas.
I'm just wondering,
to
like,
sort
what,
of do it. Yeah, sorry.
What's kind of blocking me? Like, is it like...
You're blocking yourself. If you think there's something blocking you, it's you putting that block in front of you. You know, ultimately, you know, we think, you know, we might have, because of, like, okay, I've, you know, I might have this, like, this spirit on me that's stopping me from doing this, or I might, you know, not be eating, I'm eating too much sugar or something, and it's affecting my, you know, how I bring forward messages or whatever. That's stuff that you're just creating, you know, that's stuff that you're just putting into your head, you're putting into your reality. You know, if you just let that go and just go, okay, I don't have any blocks anymore, there's nothing blocking me, I'm completely, you know, limitless, then you'll get that, and it'll keep coming to you more and more and more, and it'll just keep stacking on top of each other. Just like if you keep going, I've got blocks, I've just got so much stuff holding me back, I'm not doing a good job, I'm doing so terribly, those blocks, you know, do add up, and they stack up onto each other. But if you want to start from right now and just be like, okay, yes, I may have some blocks from the past, but from here on now, I'm not getting any more blocks, and I'm going to break down all those, you know, blockages or things that are holding me back.
Right.
And do it. Like, just say, like, okay,
well, that's
that block
what
is
I put in my prayers. You know, I say, you know, I ask my guides and angels to help me to, you know, heal anything that needs to be healed, whatever, if there is anything, you know, and to clear, cleanse and clear all chakras, and that's what I've been doing lately, so I just...
Beautiful, beautiful. But one thing I want you to do, which is a really, really important thing for anyone that's doing this, is getting their own power, you know, and really seeing that you ultimately have all the power, have all the wisdom, have all the knowledge, have all the healing ability to completely transform yourself. You know, our guides, our angels, you know, God, everything, they're there just to support us. You know, they're there, that they'll be behind us and say, oh yeah, we're going to help you heal this, we're going to help you do this, we're going to help you do that, we'll help you do anything. But ultimately, it comes down to you and in your heart and your beliefs in yourself going, okay, I can do this. I, you know, I deserve this. That's a really big one that I think a lot of people struggle with, whether they deserve to actually have this, you know, this ability, you know? And I think really it's a big thing for anyone to just believe in themselves. Because, you know, how do we... Yeah, yeah, but in, go Barbara.
Can I jump in?
Yeah,
I agree with everything Nick has said. But I also want to add a few things here to what he said, or maybe just say it a different way. It's called enlightenment, and that means lighten up.
Okay.
Those people who take enlightenment and try to create it or make it a religion diminish its power and energy. Enlightenment is celebrating the light within. Celebrating. It means you're taking a part in the dance of creation. It means that if you think, you pull it down. Look at the chakras. If you think, you pull it down to the third chakra. If you open yourself up and allow the energy to take you where you need to be, you're allowing the universe to fill you with universal energy instead of the vital energy. And prayer is wonderful. I in no way want to discourage you from praying, because prayer is wonderful. However, there is a joy of creation. There is laughter. There is celebration connected to enlightenment. And so basically, you know, and you're making it somber. You're making it boring. And the spirits on the other side are probably going out for a beer while you go through all of your routines. I had a lady once who said she was doing everything she could to connect with her spirit guides. And I said, well, just what are you doing? And she said, well, I'm smudging. I'm lighting candles. I'm putting on music. I'm chanting. I'm oming. I'm praying. And I said, stop. Stop. You know, you're boring them to death. Talk to them. And our spirit guides are not meant to be prayed to. I had a lady, you know, she said to me, I pray to my husband every night and he never answers me. Why? And you know, when I found her husband, he said, well, for God's sakes, I'm no saint. What the hell are you praying to me for? Talk to me.
Right.
And so you have such great reverence for the other side, which is terrific. But frankly, they're just like us, only they're not in body.
Right, right.
Okay. So talk to them. I usually say, hey, you guys, are you listening? Do you see the mess I have created? Where the heck were you? And you know, it's only those times that I decide to take on the control of my own evolution that I mess up. And
right.
And what's happening here is you're trying to think where you belong instead of allowing something to come forward. And as Nick said, try it all. Try it all on. You know, if it fits, you know, you wear it, and if it doesn't fit, move on. But do it with joy. Don't do it with the intensity that I feel coming off of you. Yes, absolutely, you have spiritual gifts. Absolutely, you have talents that you've brought through lifetimes past. But you're so damn serious about it all that to be honest with you, it's all going to get cobwebs on it by the time that you get to finally understanding that you let it happen. When I came into this field, when I started doing this work, it just flowed. And I thought I wasn't doing something right because it was a matter of, you know, I hadn't prayed, I hadn't done this, I hadn't done that, I hadn't gone through all of these steps. And the reality is, being connected to spirit is as natural as breathing.
Right.
There is not a ritual you need to go through for it. It is not. Being connected to spirit is not a religion. It's a part
right.
of you. It's gifts and talents you have by rites of passage through time.
Sure.
And be respectful of it, absolutely. Don't treat it lightly, absolutely. Honor it, absolutely. But the minute you make it a religion, which it feels like you have done, you bring it down into our physical reality, and spirituality is not a religion.
It is
a way of life, and because it is so important and because it is so precious, we look upon it as that we should pray about it and stuff like that. And again, I am not saying don't pray. But when it comes to your spirituality, open to it, embrace it, and talk to them. Don't worship them because they're not gods. They are spirits who are not in the physical body.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well,
and you're
I don't feel I worship them so much. I just kind of like sort of
you're in awe of them. You're in
really?
Awe of them. Yeah.
Okay.
And the reality is someday you're going to be on the other side helping other people along and you're going to say, oh, they are so dumb. Will they never get it? And that probably happens frequently. So tolerance and patience is something that we gather here and we continue to gather it on the other side. Try everything on and whatever fits, you know, flow with it. But go with the flow.
Yeah.
Don't try to think your way through this.
Keep going, keep going. You're doing very well, so keep going, you know. You're doing amazing. You know, you have such a light. It's so incredible and amazing. So, yeah, just keep believing in yourself. And please contact me if you want, if you have any more questions or whatever, anything like that.
Okay, Nick, thank you. Thank you, Barbara. Both of you.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Take care. Bye-bye.
I mean, don't we all get to that point where we suddenly look around and we're thinking, this is so awesome, I can talk to dead people. Oh, my gosh, you know, maybe I better make it right with God. And, you know, and the reality is, you know, God's just fine with all of it, you know. And I think sometimes when you think of the saints and you think of all of those that are treated with such honor and such reverence, you know, they walked the earth plane just like we do. They were no different from us. So you know, there should be a camaraderie, and I think some people, in my opinion, some people don't acknowledge that camaraderie. They just, you know, because they're on the other side. Now why are they on the other side? They're on the other side because they died.
Mm.
You know, they were not. You know, there wasn't a spaceship that got them there, and they weren't sacrificed, and their spirit went there. I mean, when we die, we pass over to the other side, and we will do the same thing at some point in time. So, and hopefully, you know, we will, when we do spend time helping people and shining light for them and guiding them, I would hope that, you know, we'd be able to say, oh, lighten up, lighten up.
Oh, I bet they're doing that all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, let's grab Lisa here. Hi, Lisa. How are you doing today?
I am clouds and floating. I'm at, Barbara, you predicted it, and I found my man, and I married him 4 weeks ago.
Oh, congratulations.
My work here is done.
No. No, I just wanted to share that with you guys, and thank you very much. I am head over heels, and I hope he is too. We're happy, and we are looking at buying a house, and I'm looking at changing career, and I just wanted to know what Spirit has next for us.
Okay, you start, Nick, and I'll sweep up.
Sure. Wow, you've got such, like, you've got such a beautiful, big energy. It's so wonderful, and you have such a smile, and it's so wonderful. It just, yeah, it's completely, it makes me smile. You've got so many big, wonderful, amazing changes. Of course, you're getting married, or you've gotten married, but
yeah.
It's a shift in every part of you, okay? It's a whole energetic soul, body, everything. You're all really sort of, it's a new you completely in every way, a whole new you. And it's a huge, amazing transformation. This is like a new phase in your life. And yes, of course, like you've gotten married and, you know, it's true. It is a new phase in your life. But what I'm trying to say is that it's not just because you've gotten married. You know, there's so many levels to it. The energy moving around you right now is very different to the energy that was around you, you know, 6 to 10 months ago, even, you know, 5 years ago. Everything is different now. So use this time and go, oh my God, okay, I'm going to like sort everything out. I'm going to do exactly what I need to do. I wanted, like before, I wanted to be more like this and I didn't want to do this anymore. Do it. You know, I really, like you said, changing careers, amazing. Proof that you're already doing it. You know, you're already really shaking things up and going, all right, now is the time for me. Yes, you're married and you're a couple, but it's like you being who you are and your partner being who he is.
Would you like to use the word authentic, like the real me?
Yeah, 100%. A total awakening inside of you that really sort of reaffirms who you are and how amazing you are. I think that's the biggest thing, like that point where we just realize, oh my God, I'm fantastic and I deserve everything I want. And that's the most beautiful, powerful thing to do. It really is, to really just believe in yourself and honor how beautiful and fantastic you are. Totally. It's just amazing. Total abundance coming. Like everything is looking amazing. The long-term plans, in every sense of the word, like, you know, getting a house, but also, you know, family, children, everything, it's all laid out beautifully. So just keep pushing for what you want. Just keep going, I want this, and I want this now, and I want to get this. And, you know, so it could be, you know, I want to have a career where I'm 100% happy in it, and I, you know, I get the amount of money I want. And then go to, I want to have a perfect house that has, you know, 5 swimming pools, and then, you know, like just go for it, you know, and really choose and have fun with it, because it's just lined up beautifully for you. So just don't give up. You know, do not give up, because you've got such a light and such an energy and strength behind you now. You could just float, you know, down the rest of your path. You don't need to step on the, you know, the stones or whatever. You could float. So just go float, go fly, and be amazing. And congratulations.
And Nick, I live in Monterey, California, which is between near Big Sur and Santa Cruz. And
yeah.
If you ever want to go camping or a place to stay, take this number down. I'll be there.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah. I'm from San Francisco, so know it well.
Oh, cool.
So you're going to have a blast.
I know, I can't wait. Thank you
well,
so
let
much.
Well, let me add on to your giddiness here, which I think is great, and everybody should have that at some point in time in their life. I agree that changing your career is a great idea. And actually, I think people should change their careers every 10 years, because that gives them, you know, something new, something more exciting to get into and experience and stretch and build and then grow. And then, you know, 10 years down the line, do it again in another aspect and area of life. I will say that your creative energy is just absolutely phenomenal. So I would really aim at doing things that stretch you creatively, take you outside your box, move you in new directions, challenge you, because you know this kind of energy doesn't come often, and when it does, you know, it does mellow out, and then there is a flow of energy, there is a new rhythm to your life. Definitely, you're higher in a kite, which is a great time to do all sorts of wonderful things. It does feel that. The summertime is when I'm seeing most stuff happening for you.
We are talking children, and I keep having dreams of twins and triplets, which runs in his side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
I do have children from a previous relationship. Any confirmation on that?
Nope, not for the next year.
Okay.
If I throw another year up here, let me see. It just feels that to be honest with you, this is a time where you get to know each other, where you kind of, you know, I think you have too much to do, spiritually speaking.
Okay.
Is your time clock really ticking? Hello?
I could be there. I mean, I could be at my end, but I know medical, and I manifested him. I can manifest children.
I would say that I feel pregnancy, you know, probably next year to the
fantastic
year after. And you know, just to even make it more interesting, I do see either twins or triplets here. So it's not a single birth. It's not a single birth at all. So you know that old saying, be careful what you wish for.
Yes. Well, I am thinking about going to behavioral therapy, because I've been a nurse. You actually predicted I'd pass my LVN board too. I am looking into getting a master's in behavioral therapy. Do you see that being completed anytime soon?
You know, I really don't want you to be so traditional. I want you to be more holistically and homeopathically oriented.
Well, my first degree is in traditional Chinese medicine, and I want to combine Eastern and Western medicine in kind of a fun, artistic environment, because my husband is woodworking, and I'm into jewelry and painting. So
okay. My Gmail is barbaradelong@gmail.com.
You got it.
Write to me because there is a holistic college that offers bachelor's, master's, and PhDs in holistic counseling and homeopathic stuff, and it's totally, absolutely accredited, and it's all done. It's all done on the computer and by mail. It's all correspondent. It's in Atlanta, but
I'll be there.
Yeah, it's all correspondent, and the PhD actually looked fascinating. So you might check it out, because I'd rather see you do that, get your PhD in that, and be able to do so much more healing work and so much more counseling on a more spiritual level.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Email me. I'll send you the link, and you can check it out.
Thank you, Barbara.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you very much.
Take care now.
Congratulations.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
I love that mushy feeling energy.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very cool place to be. And it's, you know, once you've felt that kind of magic, it's you know, once you've felt it, you never go back.
Yeah.
What it is you're looking for. Lisa, if you press 1 so you can take yourself off the top of the line, that would help a lot. Chris is doing a wonderful job managing stuff and possibly getting in trouble in the chat room. So, okay, Candy, hi. How are you doing today?
Hi, Barbara. I'm fine. Hi, Nick. How are you guys?
How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
I'm wondering if any of my loved ones have anything to tell me today.
Okay, you're up, Nick.
Can I ask, has your mother passed?
Yes, she has.
Okay, yeah. So she came right in. she's amazing. Very, very loving. Very loving. Like, I just get the sense that she's just like right near you, right, always right near you.
Okay.
How long ago did she pass, sorry?
Which one, my biological mother or the one that raised me?
That's where, thank you, because I kind of got the sense that, like, you don't know your biological mother, or?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Let me just see what the... Okay, I definitely feel it's your biological mother. Definitely, which is interesting.
Okay.
because I get that, like, there is this sense of, like, she feels, terrible. Not terrible, but she does. She feels terrible. She feels very sad about just the missed opportunities that you guys could have had together.
Okay.
And, she knows it's her fault. That's kind of what she says. I know it's my fault,
okay.
And it is. But she just wants to sort of bring this forward and take it, you know, take it with time, you know, especially family relationships, they run deep, they're very emotional, there's a lot of baggage with them. But I get the sense that she just wants to say, like, now that, you know, I'm no longer there on Earth, I understand why. I understand why it happened, and there was a really, really big, powerful reason for what you two went through.
Yeah.
And you guys have done it, you know, you've done it before as well. You know, you've had reverse roles as well. You know, you're both giving each other a really powerful, powerful learning experience. Really powerful. But she wants you to know that there is still a connection there, and she is still helping you. And there is a lot of sorrow there. Like, I'm getting, like, teary in a way, and she does feel quite sad, and it's really interesting because I haven't encountered this so much before. But, she's just sincerely just going, I really want to help you now. I'm sorry for what I've done. I want to help you now. And so has your biological mother passed? So your
yes.
The other one?
Yes.
The mother that looked
the one
after
that
you? Okay.
Both of them have passed.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, they're, like, teaming up. Which is so interesting. It's interesting for you. But, like, they're coming in sort of together in a way. Like, as soon as I finished with your biological mother, you know, your other mother comes right in and it's, like, you know, here. And she's got a very gentle, gentle, gentle energy. Like grandmother kind of thing when I feel her, you know, very grandmotherly, loving, like, just, you know, constantly pouring her heart onto you, you know, like constantly giving you all that you need. Which is so beautiful. And that kind of creates this interesting balance between the two of them. But, of course, she brings love. You know, like, just, she doesn't, like, she's trying to put it into words. That's why I'm stumbling, because she's, like, she just doesn't know how to say how much she loves you. Okay. And she gives me this beautiful image of a waterfall coming out of her heart, like a waterfall of, like, golden, pure energy just falling down onto you all the time, massaging you, healing you, rejuvenating you. She is really there, like, with you. And she's powerful, I want to say. Like, you know, she was a very strong, powerful woman.
Yeah.
Just, you know, in... It's kind of funny, like, she wouldn't go out and, like, punch someone, but she's just like, well, maybe she would, but she's just very strong and very, you know, like, when she sort of comes to me, like, I feel it as, like, a very big presence, you know, very strong energy and very, yeah, it's amazing, very beautiful, mm-hmm. very beautiful. But, okay, and she's really coming through with relationships for some reason. She's very, she's helping you a lot with relationships. And letting go of old ones, but also introducing new ones. Because she's saying it's kind of like about time. She's like, it's time, like, for some more.
Okay.
But, yeah, of course, just pure, endless love to you from them. Like, she's really sweet. Your biological mother, when she comes through, she's very shy, like, very mm-hmm. shy. When she brings, like, she wants to say something, I feel so shy and nervous to say it. And I'm like, you know, going, oh my God, should I say it? Should I not say it? Should I say it? Should I not say it? And I realize it's just because she's so, what's the word? She really does look up to you so much. And she's like, you're so much of a better person than me. And so it's like seeing, you know, this celebrity, someone that you just like admire in all these, in these different ways. And so she really just humbly comes and just says, I really love you. And I want to help you, so if you need help, please call on me. But of course, your other mother, she is, you know, she's there. She's there, right, clasping mm-hmm. your hand, carrying you every step of the way. So please just, you know, go with it and trust it and love it.
Okay.
Do you have anything to add, Barbara?
Dead air. Sorry, I didn't hear. I'm feeling a male energy here too as well.
Okay.
You have a friend that passed that from. It feels cancer. I'm feeling an illness here. A male friend.
It's more AIDS.
Oh, okay.
So maybe he did have cancer.
Well, it's something that ate him up, and so I always go to cancer with that feeling. He had a wicked sense of humor and a straight and an unusual vocabulary. He's using words that I'm pretty sure are not words that I should repeat on the radio. So I'm not going to. I'm pretty sure they're naughty words, but I'm not real positive. has a twinkle in his eye, and he keeps saying, oh, no, these are just fine to repeat, and I'm really sure they're not. I'm going to have to get my dictionary out and learn what some of these are, because I am almost positive they're naughty. Anyhow, he loved you very much. You know, mm-hmm. in his own way, and you were around him towards the end.
Yes.
He's saying here that so many people were afraid to be around him, but you weren't, and he so appreciates the kindness you shared and the time mm-hmm. you shared, and that having people like you in his life made him feel loved and fulfilled in a way that was just, you know, that he can't express. He can't tell you enough how much he appreciates the, and he keeps saying the kindness, the love that you shared.
Was he talking in Spanish?
All I know is the words sound pretty, but I know they're naughty. So,
Yes. Yes. And
naughty,
so he was probably saying it in Spanish.
I mean, you know, and naughty is not a word I normally use, but you know, just the look on his face is, oh, no, don't repeat this one, Barbara. You're going to really get yourself kicked off Blog Talk real fast by that.
yeah.
But he also, he's talking relationship. Are you in a relationship now?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Are you happy in this relationship?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
He's
the person that I was in a relationship when I knew him, I wasn't.
Oh, okay. Because he's saying that you're just worth so much more.
That would be my first husband's cousin.
Okay.
Yeah.
A charmingly. You know, a wonderfully obnoxious person that you know, probably just couldn't stand to have things get too serious without having to crack people up. He's around you a lot, and he's trying very hard to let you know he's there. Not so much that he can protect you because you don't need protecting, but that he's hanging around and every now and then if things get boring he tries to stir things up. Now is there a dog? Do you have a dog?
Yes, I do. She's laying right here.
Okay, he absolutely bedevils the dog. He plays with the dog. He frustrates the dog. And every now and then the dog just goes wacko and you don't have anything and there's nothing there's nothing there, but the dog is just crazy. And he thinks that's hysterical because it confuses everybody so much. He loves the dog, by the way. He and the dog at night he talks to the dog and the dog listens to him and you know, they're friends. But he does do things to scare the dog, and the dog will, you know, I almost see the dog running around in circles for no reason.
Yep.
Okay. that's this guy, and this guy is just, you know, frustrating the hell out of the dog, and I think the dog likes him. You know, I really think he looks forward to him. So it's not a bad thing. It's just that it's his way of confusing you and making you wonder if the dog is crazy. And the dog is not crazy. The dog's a wonderful dog and loves you very much. It's just that it has a friend in spirit, and your dog has an invisible friend. So
Well, in our household with a person that sees spirits anyway, she's used to having spirits around.
Okay. Well, it's a cool dog, and I like this person, even though, I've written down a number of words I'm going to check out. I have a feeling I may have absolutely learned a few things here. So,
As you know, yeah, I know. Whoa. And I was going to tell Nick about the women who came through, my mothers. My biological mother was 16 when I was born, and my grandparents adopted me. And he said grandmother for the one who raised me. She was my grandmother.
So that's why she felt like a grandmother.
Exactly. I wanted to let you know that.
Oh, thank you.
So, okay, what a lovely reading. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Lots of love to you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, you too. Bye-bye. Okie doke. That was cool. I have to look up these words. As soon as we get off the air, I'm going to go see you.
I love it when they're super, like, cheeky like that as well. Like, they, like, love to sort of, you know, I had one reading where this guy, he just kept swearing. And I got like halfway through and I'm like, all right, I just have to do this. And I said to the person, I'm sorry, but this, you know, he's swearing a lot. So I'm just going to put it out there. I'm just going to swear. And I said, you know, so many horrible words. I felt terrible. But by the end, the person was like, thank you so much. Like it did work because the guy used to always swear. So I was like, all right, well, you kind of just have to go with it, don't you?
I did a spirit circle once a while back, and I do a lot of spirit circles, but a while back I did a spirit circle, and in it I got a lady who was obviously Italian, I guess, and she was talking about a woman who was still alive here, and I was catching broken English, and then I looked at the woman and I said, there's a term of endearment that she's saying, and it's in Italian, and I'll just repeat it. And the lady in the circle said, oh, please do. And I said, she's saying she's Putan Diablo. And everybody just absolutely cracked up. She was calling the woman the whore of the devil. And the woman in the circle said, yep, that's her. And so it was like, no, I don't repeat stuff anymore. If I don't know what it is, I keep it quiet.
Better safe than sorry.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we've got Kim here. Hi, Kim. How's it going tonight?
Oh, I'm okay. How are you?
Doing well. How can we help tonight?
Well, I was wanting to know if my sister, had anything to say, if she has any input on the track that I'm looking into. Some pretty heavy stuff, so.
Yeah, no worries. The first card I pulled, which is so beautiful, is the card, title is Hello from Heaven. And the message is your loved ones in heaven are doing fine. Let go of worries and feel their loving blessings. So that's a beautiful way to start. Okay. The stuff you're talking about, does that involve other family members or friends or anything? Is it other people as well that are involved?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Patience is the best thing for you right now. especially when you're dealing with other people. Because you might understand or learn something very quickly, but they might take a while. And so you kind of have to be flexible and deal with it and sort of just go, okay, I've handled it. I'm fine with this situation, for example, and you're still going through it. Well, I'm just going to completely not even think about it. I'm going to just distance myself from it, not even think about it, let you sort your stuff out. And then when you're ready, we can connect with it again. But anyway, she says I'm going way off topic. Okay. She really wants you to listen to your inner guide right now. Listen to your heart. That will guide you to the right people, the right situations, the right experiences that you need to go through. She's really helping you see the light in this situation. It's horrible. You have lost a sister, in the physical sense, and to have that support, having them to hug you, to talk to you about stuff. It's a hard thing to sort of get used to adapt to. But she really wants you to know that she is there, holding a bright, oh, that's so funny. She says she's, holding in lighthouses, how they have those huge, big, spotlights. She's like, I've got one right in your face, just so you can see the light in front of you and you can keep going forward and know that she's there and she's with you. Do you get things moving in your house, or I think it's so many different things, but instantly she sort of gave me the sense that things fly around the house, but not like a mug lifts off the table and flies around, but you'll see feathers or even just a little bit of dust that flies in front of you and you just sort of, you really notice it. Really look at those times, because that's her really coming through strongly, just being like, hey, oh my God, I was about to swear. She says, hey, I effing love you. she really, she's there just going I'm here. The moral of the story. She wants you to write this stuff down as well, if you can. If you ever have thoughts or you feel like you're getting a message from her, that sort of thing, just start writing. I want you to, I don't really want you to type. I want you to write with your hand and really just let it flow. Really, really let it flow. That my grandmother passed, when was it? 2 days ago, okay? And the night that she passed, I got this strong sense. I'm like, okay, I've got to sit down and start writing. And I just start writing. And I wrote out all these messages for my family members and all that sort of thing from her. And sometimes we just need to like start writing like a page, and then after that it just comes flowing out. But yeah, I want you to focus on that, because that will give you a lot of answers. Okay, that will and give you a lot of support. You know, to have her coming through and giving you these messages, especially in relying on other people to bring forward messages. For me, is a bit of a hassle. I prefer to, you know, just give me the message and I can get on with it.
Right.
But she wants to say that everything right now needs to be happening, okay? Everything. You know, any troubles, any joys, everything needs to be happening for you right now, okay? But it doesn't mean that you have to go through it in, you know, with, you know, like you've got 10, you know, sandbags on your back. You know, it doesn't mean that you have to walk through with all this weight on your shoulders. She wants you to chuck all that stuff off your shoulders and still go through it, but just see it in a different light and just really see, okay, there is something I can learn here. There's something of value. And I know that I've got my sister here ready to kick butt, you know, if I need her to come in and do something that, you know, that she can do.
Yeah.
But, like, it's funny. She, like, it's almost like she doesn't even, like, it's not like she doesn't care, but it's just she doesn't want to focus on the problems, because for her it's no longer important. The only thing that's important for her is to make you happy and to make you remember that you are so loved and so protected and so honored by her that, you know, she can't even, she can't even put into words. It's so funny. I feel so sorry for all these, you know, spirits that we connect with, because when they try and give us words to describe how much they feel, they're just like, I can't physically describe it. But anyway, Barbara, do you have anything to add? Oh, Barbara's not listening again. Barbara.
Yes. No, I'm here. I put myself on mute because I was yelling at cats. And it was inappropriate. I'm not using any of those naughty words. However, yes, the thing that is really important here that I keep getting over and over again, and it may be your sister, but there seem to be a number of other spirits there as well. It's time to take care of yourself. It's time to really look and focus on what you need to do for you to keep you happy, to keep you healthy, to keep you focused, to keep you motivated, to keep you moving forward. You have taking care of so many people, you have done for so many other people when you should have been taking care of yourself, that in many ways you're depleted. And so it's really important for you to, you know, kind of shift around and do the things that you need to do for yourself. And I keep wanting to underline that because you are a very caring and a very giving person, and you really would give the shirt off your back to people, and that's not appropriate, not all the time. So yeah. It feels here as though you're coming to a time where you're going to start creating the boundaries around you that you need to have. You're going to start standing up for yourself. You're going to learn to say the word, I can't right now, no, and do those things that you need to do for yourself, because you have a pathway here. And, you know, because of everything that you've done for other people, you've sort of put your own self on hold, and that's inappropriate. You can't do that. You have to keep moving down your pathway. Fine helping other people along the way, but you have to keep focusing on the directions you need to go for you. And there are a number of spirits here that you know, they literally have pom-poms, and they're just saying, go for it, move ahead, and let the chips fall where they may. You are not responsible for taking care of everyone else. You're responsible for only yourself. Can you relate to that?
Yes, I can. I just got a lot of heavy things, like, going on right now, so.
You do, but you know something? It's going to be fine. You're going to deal with them one at a time, and you're going to let them go. And there are some things that you just have no control over, and those things you're going to walk away from. And ask yourself, as you come up to all of these situations, is there anything I can do to make this better? And if there's not, then you let go of it and you move on. And make sure you take care of yourself. More than anything else, you take care of yourself. Because if you don't do that, then you're no good to anybody else.
you really have to have some you time. And if that means just sort of taking your phone off the hook and watching TV and eating popcorn or bonbons, whichever appeals to you the most, then that's what you really should do, because you need to have that time where you just nurture yourself and whatever it takes. I mean, there are some things that I do, that I eat, that, you know, are they healthy? Oh, my God, no. But do they make me feel good? Yes. So every now and then I do that just for me. And it can be simple things. I know you have heavy things coming. It's here. But they're not more than you can handle. Just address them one at a time. And if you come to a place where you no longer have control over a situation, step back and move on to something else. You know, you can't carry the weight of the world. If you stop peddling, the world will continue to revolve.
Right.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Can I ask Nick? Does she know how my niece is doing?
Okay. Let me just sit for a second. One second, please. Okay. How close are you to your niece? Like distance-wise, like, can you visit her?
Distance-wise, yes.
Okay. And how old is she, can I ask? Like, in her teens, or?
She's about a year and a half.
Oh, really? Okay. Thank you. Oh, okay, so that makes sense. There's a big sense. So that means, is it your sister's daughter?
Yes.
Okay. Makes a lot of sense now. She's happy, the niece. And I know that sounds super weird, because I was confused when you asked about her, then I like got this sense that she was okay. I was like, okay, wonder why. But yes, there's a really big connection, of course, mother and daughter, but in babies are a very different experience to the world than us. Their connection is just still, you know, pretty much very strong compared to a lot of us, because, you know, after we start growing and, you know, we let go of a lot of things and new things come up and anyway. But she is very, very close to your sister right now. Very close, just like pretty much sleeping, and whenever she goes to sleep, she's flying around in heaven, you know, with her mother. And I really want you to, when you see her, just smile at her like, you know, your sister would smile, you know, because there's such a close thing between you two, and you've got such close, beautiful energies. And I feel that your smile for your niece would just be all that she needs, because there is a lot of light and beauty behind it. So yeah, I definitely feel that whenever you see your niece, just go and smile and love her and be happy with her. Because that's, you know, isn't that what your sister would do? You know, isn't that what your sister, who your sister is? You know, is someone that just loves and gives and, you know, just shares her light. So just do that, you know, do that with your niece. Don't feel like that your niece is going to, you know, like, of course, you know, it's hard. She's lost her mother. It's not, you know, it's not an easy thing. But I want to say that your niece is very, very, very strong. And, okay, and your sister is saying, first of all, I would not leave my daughter unless I knew that she could handle it. And she's saying that very seriously and very sincerely. Like, she's just being so adamant with that. So I want you to transform those worries about her to going, okay, how can I be the best, you know, second mother to this beautiful little angel as I can be, you know, and you will do it and you can do it. And now that doesn't mean that you have to go visit her every day and you know, be there, like have a little baby monitor in her room and come, you know, whenever she's crying. It just means that whenever you see her, just be the light that you and that your sister are. And you know, bring, because you bring such an incredible motherly energy. You don't have any children, do you?
No.
No, okay, but you bring such a beautiful energy. Like, it's so nurturing and so amazing. Oh, that's amazing. And your sister says, that's one reason, you know, why you're still there with my niece, to really bring that to her and to really give that to her. Because, oh my God, this is so sweet. Your sister's saying, you know, you give it in such a different way to me that it's so pure and so innocent. And I can almost hear your thoughts now going, what? I don't do that. But you do. You really do. So I just want you to, whenever you see her, just give her that love that you know that your sister would give her. Because that's the only thing important for your sister, is I just want you to go and smile and be happy and play with my daughter. That's like, that's all she's saying. And she's doing, like, she's very serious right now. Before she was very happy and like playful and about, you know, what she was giving you. But this is very serious because she knows it's serious and she knows you care a lot about, you know, about her daughter. So please, I just want you to, there's no need to feel sorry for your niece. Your niece is she is the strongest woman in your family, first of all, and she's only like 1.5, did you say?
Yeah.
So just really smile and love her and be happy with her, because that little girl is going to change a lot of things, change a lot of things in your family. So just go with it and support her, because that's all she needs. She doesn't need someone to cradle her and protect her from the world. She needs someone to be there right next to her, holding her hand, going, I can take you anywhere. Where do you want to go? You know, just be that support. And if she goes, I want to run over there with her. And if she wants to go flying into the sky, fly in the sky with her and just be there for her, because that's all you need to do. And you're already doing that. You're already doing that. I want to say you're already doing this, and it's so beautiful. And your sister wants to really thank you. Like, she's so funny. She's like controlling my hands. She's, you know, putting one hand on the heart and the other hand like just pointing at you, going, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just thank you. She's so beautiful, and she sees that light so strongly in you that you need to believe it. You know, I'm at this point like, you are an angel, so just believe it. There's nothing else that's important now, is that you're an angel. And, you know, oh, I gotta stop. I'm gonna start crying.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Please feel free to contact me, you know, like through my website or email, whatever. Please feel free to contact me. For sure.
Thanks. Bye bye, Kim.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Okay. We still have a lot of people here in the queue, and we're gonna get to as many of you as we can.
Yeah.
But for those of you that we don't get to, Nick is going to be on Chris's show. That's Curious Times. When, Nick, do you know?
It's the 7th, I am pretty sure. Let me just quickly erase to my calendar. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the 7th. 7th of May. Yeah, the 7th,
okay.
On Wednesday.
He'll be on Chris's show Wednesday, the 7th of May, and that's 10 to 12 Eastern time. So if we don't get to you today, call into Chris's show early that day. Don't call in now, of course, but on Wednesday, call in early and get in line so that you can experience this lovely, wonderful man as well. Okay, we got Samantha here. Hi, Samantha. How are you doing today? Hello,
I'm
Samantha.
I'm fine. How are you? Hello?
Doing very well. Hi. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You're on the air. How can we help today?
Well, I have a financial question. I wanted to see if you guys could pick up on when I would possibly be able to get a vehicle. And the reason besides the practical reason of needing one, I wanted to start school in January, and I just got hired at a school, and from the distance that my house and the school and the job is, that it's an hour bus drive back and forth. So, like, it would be really hectic for me to keep taking buses from one place to the next, and I really wanted to know if you see the vehicle or more, like, a way for me to get more funds to get that vehicle because the job is part-time.
Okay. I'm seeing September being a time when there is abundance of money. There's money available so that you're able to get transportation. And it does feel as though, yeah, September where I see the abundance. It certainly, it may come earlier, but that all depends upon you. I do feel that there is a commitment to making the change and a commitment to earning the money so that you can afford it, so that you know, you certainly could bring that closer to you the more creative you are. Nick, what are you getting?
I wanted to ask, do you know what type of car you want?
Well, honestly, I have an idea of what type of car I want, but I'm being realistic as well because I'm like, I may not be able to afford it. So a car that's in good condition that, you know, won't need much maintenance, if I can afford it, then I'll buy it, whatever it is.
Cool. Do you know what color you want?
Well, anything that's not white, because white would be too much of a hassle for washing every day.
Okay. And the reason I'm asking these questions is because I want you, you know, and Barbara, you know, will agree with me. Barbara will agree with me, that, you know, a vision board or something like that is a powerful, powerful tool. You know, and the reason I was asking, you know, what type of car do you want? What color do you want the car to be? Do you want to have, you know, a four-wheel drive, SUV, what are they called? No roof car. What are they called? I can't remember what the cars are called.
Convertible.
Convertible, that's the one.
No roof car. Oh, my God.
I actually
have dream board. It's actually right next to my bed. I've done that, and I've written it. And I have an idea of what car I want, and I really do want it, and I know the color. It's just I don't know if I'll be able to afford that one. So,
well, that's where you need to change it. That's where you need to go, I will be able to afford it, and it's going to be an amazing car. But then you have to remember that you can't constrict yourself completely by that. You know, have this beautiful vision of an amazing car, and it's like, oh, you know, nice and good quality, and, you know, will last forever and that sort of thing. And then go, okay, I've got, you know, a vision of this car. It's going to come to me. And you'll see, you know, Mike, it might be the exact car. I've heard many stories of people going, you know, I want this exact car, and it comes to them. But it really just is based on how much you believe you can get it, you know, how much you look at that vision board and go, that is exactly what I'm going to get. That's exactly, you know, the car I need. It's going to be perfect. I'm going to drive, you know, down the coast on the weekends. I'm going to do this, you know, really play with it and have fun with that idea and see it coming. But yeah, I agree with Barbara, like give it a couple months, just see where things are going, because right now it's almost like you don't need it, I feel. And I know you need it. Everyone needs a car. I would need a car. I don't have a car. I would love to have a car to be easy to get around, but I just know that it's almost in a sense I don't need it. I need to get the public transport. I need to walk. I just need to do this stuff now. So when I have the car, I appreciate, you know, what it's like to have a car and what it's like not to have a car. But yeah, I want you to believe that you can get it and that you can get the most perfect, amazing car, you know. And I think if you've been listening to the show, I've said this to other people about, you know, getting the right job or getting enough money. It really is about, do you believe that you're worthy of getting it? Do you believe that, you know, it's a value? So I really want you to just see yourself getting it and keep looking at that vision board. And, you know, I think a really good thing to do is, you know, with vision boards and that sort of thing, it's really like laugh and smile and enjoy it. You know, like when you look at it, be like, oh, that is going to be the most awesome car and I'm going to love it. Like, get that excitement involved with it. And like maybe later on, you know, when you're not looking at it, you know, you'll think, oh, you know, maybe I'm not going to get the car. That's okay, because before you went directly to the vision board, directly at that port, that source of manifestation, and went, I'm going to get it and it's going to be amazing. So that energy there is still going booming, and sort of in a way cancels out the other stuff. But yeah, I want you to just really believe you can get it, because you can get it. Of course you can. it's just a car. God, it's easy. You know? I believe you. I believe
yeah,
you.
I do believe that when you actually really do need it, it will be there. And it's sort of like, it's not going to come before you need it. And I know you want it, but there's a difference between want and need. So, so do know that the universe certainly, and the universe knows, you know. I try to argue with it every now and then, you know, no, it's not a matter of want. I need it. I need to have it now. And then, you know, are you sure? Positive. Yeah, give it to me now. I need it now. No, you don't. So it will manifest when it's appropriate. And I do think that by September you will have it. Okay?
Like early, or I don't know. I'm sorry. Do you see maybe possibly early September, late September? Because that's one of the important things for me to get back to school. And that's like my biggest thing that I'm like, Lord, I want to re-enter school and hopefully I pass all my classes with flying colors. But I need, you know, in order to keep working to pay for school, I would need that car to get back and forth.
I just feel it coming. So, you know, what the universe thinks is appropriate for you is what's going to happen. And don't restrict yourself. Just trust that the universe is going to get you where you need to be. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Samantha. Bye-bye now.
Lots of love.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okie doke. We've got Carlos here. Hi, Carlos. How are you doing?
Hi, Barbara. I'm doing pretty well. How are you guys?
Good,
doing
thank
well,
you.
Thank you. How can we help?
Well, I would just love if there's any messages for me at this time.
Okie doke, sure. Nick.
All right, balance. Balance is a big one for you right now. Really. Oh, okay, cool. Getting rid of stuff that you no longer need, bringing in new stuff, okay, like really sorting. Oh, okay, that's gross. They gave me such a horrible image. They gave me an image of someone, like, shoveling, like, horse poo out of a stable or, you know, like you see in those old, like, representations of old circuses, you know, little kids shoveling, like, piles of elephant poo. I don't know why they gave me that, but it's pretty much just, like, getting the crap out of the way so you can really start going where you need to go. You know, so you can really get those feet moving and clear the path, you know, like sometimes we just need to sort of like, you know, clear the snow on the driveway so we can just get going. You know, we can go to work, we can go and do what we need to do. But I want you to know a lot of that clearing is done like automatically. You're very good at that. I don't know if you're, I think it's a lot of it's subconscious and you can clear it very easily and very quickly. Cause you're an easygoing, you know, sort of person, but, yeah, that's something that's very important right now. You know, where are you putting your focuses? You know, are you all over the place, which, you know, might be what you need, or are you really focused on one thing? You know, sometimes we need to balance between those two. You know, we need to have times where we're focused just on one thing and that's all we want to do. And then we have other times where we're, you know, on something completely, you know, four things at once. And I want you to make positive long-term plans, please. Like really like see positive changes in this year, see new growth, see new things coming to you, you know, relationships, family, friends, whatever, car, finance, whatever it wants, you want it to be, really see it coming to you and believe that you can get it, you know, really be honest.
Something
with yourself.
I do daily.
Sorry?
Yeah, I said that's something I do daily. It's part
okay,
of like
beautiful.
My daily ritual. It's
amazing. And really just keep doing that. Keep speaking your mind with confidence. Keep believing in yourself because that is so powerful. And I think you've seen that evidence. You know, you've seen what happens when you really believe it and trust it and go with it. You've got that great inner strength, very strong inner strength. It's amazing. Amazing. And it's a time for you to just release any harsh judgments, release anything that you're putting yourself down for, because it's no longer important. That stuff is long gone. You know, it's not what we need to do anymore. But yeah, the balance card again comes up. It's definitely a time for balance. So just see where you need to just grow and shrink. You know what I mean? Do you have any particular questions?
Wait. Let me jump in here.
Yes, you go, Barbara.
I've got a spirit, and the month of April seems to be of significance. So it's either the birthday April is either the birthday of someone who has gone to spirit, or it is the anniversary of their going to spirit. And it feels as though it's a female energy. It feels as though it's on your mother's side. It feels as though it's grandmotherly. So is your mother's mother in spirit?
Yeah, she is.
I keep my fingers keep tingling. So it feels to me as though that she had trouble with her hands, whether it was arthritis or whether, you know, whatever it was. But she's showing me her hands. She's showing me that her wrists and her fingers work really, really well now. She's also saying that it's time that you rolled up your sleeves and got to work. And it feels as though you have been sort of putting off a lot of things. And I keep it's not like she's being a harsh taskmaster, because she's not. But you have put a lot of things off. You have a lot of unfinished business that you need to take care of, because you have a lot of things that are going to be opening up for you. And I have to tell you that within the next, we'll say we're in May because we're almost there, 1, 2, 3, 4, the next 4 months, you have to tie up your loose ends. Now, if you're not going to finish stuff, give it away. If you are going to finish stuff, finish it. And that's the physical reality. You have emotional stuff that you've been avoiding, and you need to really put things to bed, put things to rest. You've left things sort of dangling with people. So it's really important for you to kind of let people know where you stand and how you feel about things. And you don't do it in a harsh way, but you do it in a kind way. Your grandmother is saying that as of the month of September, magic and miracles are here. You need to take care of the stuff you have avoided up to this point in time, so that when you come to that September on time frame, things can flow and be as spectacular as they appear to be here. Can you relate to that?
Not quite. I think for the most part, this year has been, since January, I've been really making sure that I'm doing all of that. Like I feel like I'm actually at the point where things are getting to where I want them to be. And
okay.
I mean, yeah, definitely. Everything's good. But I think within anything, I'm sure there's something that I might be forgetting.
Just a little.
Yeah. I can definitely see myself everything getting a lot faster, or just culminating and amplifying throughout the month, since I'm starting a lot of really interesting projects that I've been working towards, which might be the loose ends that you're talking about right now. And
okay.
Yeah, so, no, I guess so.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you, Barbara and Nick.
Okay.
Thank you very
Take
much.
Take care now. Okay, we got time for one more. We've got... Hi, Jane, are you
Hi there?
There.
Yes,
Hi.
I'm here. Thank you for taking
Hi.
My call.
Oh, you're very welcome. You just squeezed in. How can we help?
Well, I've had a lot of things happening the last month. I'm just feeling I guess I'm looking for a message, if you have. A lot of things happening in my life on all levels, and it's just been a lot.
I totally get that I get the feeling that you've had a lot of a lot of spiritual activity going on in your house or something. I just get the sense, like, I don't know, you're seeing things or just weird things are happening. And that's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
That means there's a lot of energy around you, you know? That means there's a lot of people there around you that are really interested in what you're doing. Have you... Have you got a family, like, you know, like a husband, a partner and children?
I'm single, and I do have two children. They're growing up on their own now.
Okay, cool. Okay, that's interesting. I don't know why they're bringing up family and... Oh, okay.
I have to jump in here real fast, too, because I see a pregnancy here.
Really?
Don't faint. Yeah.
Maybe that's, yeah,
there's a pregnancy here, February timeframe. It could be you birthing a new aspect of yourself, but it's on the physical plane. So if it's physically possible, watch out.
No, it's not physically possible with me.
Mm.
Okay, then it has to be birthing a new aspect of yourself.
Unless
so
I'm getting a new puppy.
No. No. This has to do with you. It's
too bad.
Personal thing.
Well, a lot of things are starting, like all kinds of, you know, the birthing part.
Yeah. Well, yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, I just got the sense of little kids, and I was like, oh, okay. I guess, you know, I guess you've got grown-up kids. But, yeah, I totally, when you said pregnancy, Barbara, and before I was like, why do I get the sense of, like, little kids running around? But, yeah,
really?
Maybe it is that. You creating new projects and new things starting, you know, and it's this exciting time of young, fresh, new energy, you know, travel, moving around you, engaging with you, to harness that because it's exciting. You know, little kids, they're full of joy, happiness, you know, passion, drive, you know, just go with that and follow that energy. I don't know what that kids thing was. That's hilarious.
Well, I can explain the patter of little feet. You have elementals around you. And elementals are teeny. They're almost, you know, they're very, very small. You can't really see them. And that's you've got especially, and they feel very balanced. So I would look into the elementals because you've got water and you've got earth and you've got air and you've got fire. And it feels as though they're getting very, very busy because your energy is so strong and there is such an intensity to it that you're drawing in all sorts of invisible people and invisible things going on, and it's really
crazy stuff happening to me. like really, it's been hilarious, funny, but it's so unusual the things that are going on.
Well, you're generating such energy that you're attracting it to yourself. It's really a cool thing. You've gone through what I would call Phoenix Rising energy. I'd say you've gone through a portal of sorts. You have, you know, you must be sitting on a vortex because what you're doing is you're creating such amazing energy that things are swirling to you. So I would say, you know, batteries going dead before their time, lights going on and off, wrapping in the walls, things disappearing and reappearing in other places, pictures being made, you know, sent to you. Your energy is crazy, and you know, so it will calm down. I mean, it will calm down. But there's a new energetic here that you haven't quite brought into harmony with the rest of your energy yet.
Yeah, and I'm not quite sure what to do with some of this because it all started. I had surgery on my eye 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, everything shifted. Like, I really got the gift of second sight in some way.
Amazing.
Oh, in every way. In every way. And you know, just sort of sit with it for a while because I see harmony coming into your life in the month of July. So that you know, as you hit, you know, as you go through the next couple of months, things get put in your house gets put in order. There is a new harmony within you, and there are new directions that you're spiritually going to have to go in. So, but they'll open for you. So just kind of get used to your new sight, because it is going to be a charming adventure for you. Journal it down because you have a sense of humor about it. You are enjoying it, and you're having fun with it, and that's the important part of life.
I've got to tell you one story, what's happening to me. Yesterday, or 2 days ago, two or three days ago, I guess, a bird flew into my window and it died. And I went outside and it was a woodpecker, and I felt really bad because this woodpecker had died. And then yesterday I get a wrong number call. A fellow leaves me his name and his number, and I call him back, and he's calling me, got a wrong number because he's looking for this person to get rid of this woodpecker problem he had in his business. It was so bizarre.
Amazing.
I would, write them down because, truly, it's an amazing adventure. And as, it's kind of like when you start to open up and it happens as profoundly as this does, you want to chronicle it. You want to keep a record of it. And you want to do it with a sense of humor because people have to understand that this is a natural part of us as a human being. The talents and gifts are there. I do feel that your surgery in some way triggered it, and just kind of flow with it. But keep track of all of those synchronicities, those so-called coincidences, and watch them because they're going to be a lot of fun. And someday you'll write a book about it all. You truly will.
Yeah. Totally have fun with it and play. That's the most important thing. Just go with it.
I'm doing that. Do you have any guidance for me on my career, on the business choices? There's a lot of things coming up. I don't know what to have. I just keep saying yes.
I would say that career-wise, spiritual is going to take the front seat very shortly. But until that actually does happen, I would say, yeah, your career, you have so many choices coming up.
But none of them they're still not close. They're getting closer, but there's still.
Yeah. No, I relax and enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Truly, exactly. truly, you have, your choice has been made, and it was made a long time ago. You just have to wait and see what comes to the door, because it's going to be spectacular.
Okay.
Let the stuff sink in first, let all these experiences and new stuff sink in and, feel it and experience it. And then, the next stuff will come exactly when it needs to.
Yeah.
Okay. It's tough to trust because it's also new.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't trust, you intellectualize and then you spoil the whole thing. So,
I'm doing my best. I'm lighting a candle and I keep lighting it, and then it reminds me to let go and trust God, give to the light.
Beautiful.
That's a good. That'll work.
Because it just reminds me.
Yeah.
Whatever floats your boat, you have a spectacular ride here, and keep in touch because I would love to hear how this goes as you move along.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Well, a month ago, I was walking everywhere. I couldn't see very well, and it's amazing how things change.
Yes.
Oh, amazing. I love it.
I was walking for my groceries. No one was talking to me, and now suddenly everything's different.
Amen.
exactly. I'm very blessed.
You are. It's going to be a great year. But do keep track because you do have a book here.
Yeah, I'm already working on another one, so.
Okay. Well, good luck and keep me posted because this is going to be fun to watch.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lucy.
Lots of love to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Nick, we only missed 10 or 15 people. Hopefully they will find you on Chris's show or wherever next you appear. Hopefully I will see you next month and hopefully talk to you sometime between now and then. But
yeah,
I'm glad you're back on the wheel.
I'm so happy to be back on the show. Thank you so much, Barbara. I love it, and we are such an awesome team. I love it.
Oh, I do too.
I always have so much fun with you.
Well, it definitely, you are a joy to have on the show, and I am so grateful that you do spend time with me. So, and we can always shove the hour ahead a little bit if it works better for you. So, you know, I'm very flexible to time frame. So we'll talk and see which time works best for you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Barbara. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and just thank you.
Okay. You have a nice morning, afternoon, or evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. I'm going to eat my dinner. So.
Enjoy.
Okay, take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you, everybody. I so appreciate your being here. And we will see you I'll see you Sunday night on Chris's show, and then Monday afternoon with Jen Young. So keep in touch. Favorite the show or friend me on Facebook. One way or another, I'll let you know where I'm going to be. Take care now. Bye-bye.